So Nick, the last time we saw you, you had a grin ear to ear on the draft floor. What's been happening since?
I mean, it was a cool experience, and since then, just training back home this summer. I'm trying to enjoy every minute I'm in town, but I'm getting excited for the World Junior Camp in about 2 weeks' time.
What's been the biggest surprise, I guess, at the camp this week for you?
I mean, it's just kind of starting, so obviously it's faster, it's bigger guys, but getting used to it right away, and obviously looking forward to different things tomorrow and the next day.
Nick, one of the constant themes of developing camp is the fact that you have to kind of bulk up and muscle up, and what kind of process is in place for you right now? I mean, you don't want to obviously just put on a bunch of muscle because
Definitely. It's always in the back of my head. Summers are big for me, gaining weight, but also gaining the right weight. I'm not trying to put on anything too fast, but keep my speed and everything. So it takes time, definitely for myself. Watching my older brother, it takes a little bit of time. So looking forward to it, and I'm on the right track right now.
Your speed was one of your weapons in the WHL that really helped you get to the successful level that you were at. Is that something that you're noticing can translate into at least this part of the NHL level as well?
Yeah, definitely. I'm always, kind of ready for the challenge. I've always been small my whole life. So, getting more powerful and, getting ready to play against those bigger guys is a challenge in the making for me.
Obviously, a number of the players here have gone through this process. I mean, you think of Mark Scheifele has been doing it for a couple of years now. Has he had kind of any advice for you? Beyond kind of, you have to work hard, but it's almost like be patient.
Yeah, definitely. He's actually my roommate this week, so he's given me a couple of advice here and there. So he just told me kind of enjoy it. And, it's a long process, so you just got to enjoy the week and, learn new things from different people.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
What stood out so far for you this week?
I mean, it's been a good experience. I mean, you're seeing where you're at with the rest of the guys, and you're seeing how fast it is out there. So you just got to be prepared every day to come to the rink and work hard.
Was it what you expected? Was it a little bit different, maybe?
No, I think it's definitely what I expected. Just kind of, hearing from friends and guys who went to camp earlier on, and teammates as well. So it's what I expected. Just got to, be ready for it every day.
You guys have a cooking session tonight and a nutrition session tonight.
Yeah.
So how good are you with your cooking skills?
Not too bad. Not too great either. But I guess it's all a learning experience, and it'll be fun tonight.
Is it helpful to have seminars like that? You had the media training, you had the nutrition today.
Yep.
How helpful is that for?
Yeah, it's very helpful with everything, and definitely, cooking food tonight. It's gonna be pretty fun. So it definitely helps in the areas.
Thanks.
Question for you on the draft floor. The organization, Coach Noel said they were pretty excited to have gotten you in the draft. What did the organization, Chevy, Coach Noel, what was the discussion like after they picked you and were meeting with you?
Just kind of it's kind of hard to explain. Just kind of happy and obviously exciting for myself. So. Excited to get everything started, and just like this week, learn new things and enjoy it.
Leading up to the draft, how much of the Jets organization did you see?
I had one meeting with them at the combine, not too much, but fortunately it ended up being here, so I'm very happy.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank